St. Peter's Roman Catholic Church, 22 Barclay Street, near Church Street, Manhattan. St. Peter's Roman Catholic Church is our fourth stop. Leaving St. Paul's, turn left onto Vesey Street for one block, then right onto Church Street. Founded in 1785, St. Peter's, on the corner of Barclay and Church Streets, has the distinction of being the oldest Catholic parish in New York. The first colonial Romanesque church opened on 5 lots purchased from Trinity Episcopal Church. Around 1836, the current Greek Revival structure was built on the original site.
St. Peter's opened when I was 11, but I was told that it was not a place where people like the Baileys and Setons worshipped. Apart from a few diplomats, most of the congregation were poor immigrants who crowded into its simple wooden benches. I had never been inside it until Ash Wednesday, 1805, after I had finally decided to become a Catholic. What an impression that visit made on me. How my heart died away in silence before the little tabernacle and the great crucifixion over it.
The painting of the crucifixion by the famous Mexican artist José María Vallejo was given to the parish in 1789 by the Archbishop of Mexico City. Although it was partially destroyed by fire during an anti-Catholic riot, it remains much as Elizabeth Seton knew it.
At St. Peter's, I made my profession of faith as a Catholic on March 14, 1805, received communion on March 25th, and was confirmed on Pentecost 1806 by Bishop John Carroll of Baltimore, to whom I had been introduced by mutual friends. I took Mary as my confirmation name, and sometimes added it to the Elizabeth Ann of my name, in honor of the three most important mothers in the life of Jesus. Even though St. Peter's Church was 2 miles from my home, I didn't mind the long walk, for I was eager to receive my God. I wrote in my journal, "Deep snow or smooth ice, all to me the same. I see nothing but the little bright cross on St. Peter's steeple."
Elizabeth often spent the whole day at church, having breakfast after Mass with one group of friends, dinner with another, finally returning home after Vespers. St. Peter's was indeed her sanctuary and her strength during the last 3 years of her life in New York City. St. Peter's parish clergy gave dedicated service during the yellow fever epidemics that plagued the city at the turn of the 19th century. In 1800, St. Peter's established the first free Catholic school in New York State. It was staffed by laity until 1831, when Sisters of Charity took over its direction. The Venerable Pierre Toussaint, a contemporary of Elizabeth Seton, also worshipped at St. Peter's. Born in Haiti, Toussaint, a former slave, was a tireless benefactor of the poor and a supporter of the Sisters' Orphanage from 1817 on. In its location close to the former World Trade Center, St. Peter's Parish was strongly affected by the 9/11 disaster and was directly involved in rescue activities.